Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Mac-A-Roni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Mac-A-Roni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Mac-A-Roni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Mac-A-Roni. It's cheesy good.
Mac-A-Roni. The San Francisco treat.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
What song is that? Think about that, say. And I'm about to think it's from the noughties, 90s.
No, I think it's a modern song.
Chorus.
Santa,
please. From Ariana Grande.
How much of a whistler?
No, not really.
When I was at the gig, Sam Fender gig, I was doing a bit of...
Oh yeah, I'm good at that as well. And
some lads are doing some whistling.
I know, I can literally break your ears with my real whistle. So I at gigs I go like that, right?
Mm.
Like, do you want me? Like, I
honestly, well, no.
Protect yourself, right?
Wow.
It's insane how loud.
I think people
whistle.
Outside the studio even heard that.
No, they did. Somebody just looked in.
I never knew you could do that.
No, I'm glad. That's your fingers in your mouth job.
Like, I can't whistle.
Are you doing
at
that?
All.
Yeah,
try.
I can't.
Just for try.
Just go. Come on.
You're just blowing.
Have you ever learned the... Have you got a gap in your teeth at all?
No. No, I've whistled exactly one time in my life. I was trying it. I was with my mother. We were walking out of Blanchardstown Shopping Centre and I tried it and it was an awful timing because then, as has happened, a young lad walked right by my mum. Oh, you're whistling. I was like... I can't whistle.
I wish I could.
How have I gone 4 years knowing you and I don't know that you could do that?
Well, you've never come out and watched me ref a game or coach a session. I'm always like,
yeah, you do.
Come on, no, I wouldn't do it to you now. I'd give you a warning. Don't worry. But I'd be like, lads, boys, come on in. Come on, girls, or whatever. Like, you know, like, shh. But I do it with my proper whistle. Like,
man, that is loud.
I know. Yeah. It is actually painfully loud.
I think it's because you've got such a big tongue.
Yeah. I think so. I think it funnels the air in a way that other people are unable to find. You might as well do is get a decibel meter. Bet you they have one upstairs. See how loud my whistle actually is versus like a jet engine. We should totally do that.
All right, take it one step.
That's a project for the next week when we're on the radio show. But for now, it's podcast time. Hi, welcome to Dave Moore Podcast. We are talking about so many things during the week. But one of my favorite things we've ever done is to try and identify sound retail workers. Because... there are people in shops, particularly if you listen to this around the Christmas period, where it's chaos, it's panicked, everyone's on edge. I know it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and it is when you're getting presents or giving presents, but not when you're buying presents. So we just started looking for Ireland's soundest retail worker.
Dave,
you're the soundest.
Ireland's soundest with Dave Moore on Today FM.
Yeah. Looking for Ireland's soundest retail workers between now and Christmas. So many messages coming in. Thank you so much. Listen to this one from Laura. Lads, she says, just on the sound people in shops. I shop in Dunn's and Carlo, and Alina is the nicest, kindest person. I always wait for her if there's a queue, and often the manager says, oh, you can use this till, and points it to another person. And I'm like, no, I'm waiting for Alina. If I'm short a voucher, she will go to everyone on the tills asking for one. She always asks about my girls if they aren't with me. She's really chatty and just sound. Yes! That's what we're talking about. It's not a big thing. She's not like buying your Christmas shopping. Alina's just being nice. Linda, what about you?
Hey, Dave, yeah. So I'm on the road between Kildare and Limerick UL a few times a week today. Same guy serves me. I get my fuel at Barack Obama Plaza, and same guy in there all the time. So nice. He wasn't even serving me today. And he looks over and he goes, ah, there you are again. You're on the road again. Have a great day. And he's always in good form and it's always have a great day. Just really, really nice guy. And as I say, he wasn't even serving me today, but has done in the past, but managed to catch my eye over the counter. And, you know, there you go now. On the road again. Have a great day. Drive safe. Really, really nice. Really, really nice.
And how warm would you feel inside if you're like Linda and you're leaving Barack Obama Plaza heading for Limerick or wherever it is, and you're just beaming to yourself because the fella is sound. He doesn't need to be, but he is. Baz has been on as well, says there's a lad working in Circle K service station on the border in Monaghan between Emmyvale and Ochnacloy. His name is Johnny and he's an absolute pleasure. Better than any comedian when he's working, you'll always leave happy. He's the best of crack and can't do enough for you. Once my wife's car broke down on the forecourt and he was so good to her. Brought her tea and told her she could use the kitchen if she wanted more tea and to help herself to make a sandwich if she was hungry. He's a mighty lad. And a big shout out to Johnny as well. And Stuart's been in touch.
How are you getting on? Are you well? You're looking well. That's good. I'm not too bad for yourself. I want to give a shout out to Mick Stein from A Thai Plant Hire.
Yeah.
He just goes, as you said yourself, Dave, above and beyond every time I go in there. The nicest man you will meet. And he's there and he's the machine greased up, dieseled up, ready to go. Text him in off hours to book a machine, not a bother. Sound buddy is what I'll get back off. Give him a shout out there. It's not often people thank Plant Hire retail people. Thanks very much. Take her handy.
Good man, Stuart. That's what we're talking about. Shout out to Plant Hire retail people. And there's another message that says, Dave, please don't forget about all the hairdressers, beauticians and barbers that work long hours with no breaks right up till Christmas Eve afternoon and squeeze people in, deal with late appointments and reschedules with a smile on their faces. Yes, we're going to continue that. We're going to continue Ireland's Soundest. It'll be retail worker for between now and Christmas. So if you know anybody who deserves a shout out, you don't have to even know, like they can be, like I said, the woman in Duns. Like you don't have to know their name. You don't have to be your friend. Email david@todayfm.com. and send them in. If this is after Christmas, we're doing Ireland's Soundest, something else now. So tune in, find out what it is Monday to Friday on Today FM. But Ireland's Soundest, it's an important thing to do and I'm loving it. Another thing I'm loving is talking to comedians. They're so funny, but particularly Bernard Casey. He is from Kerry. He is hilarious and he has got an incredible series of videos where the Healy Rays, the famous Kerry men, are being the narrators of some of the best nature documentaries in the world. I was in stitches at one of your videos recently, which I want to play for everybody. Have a listen to this.
Planet Earth. It's an awful size. The hippopotamus. You're the finest size of a lad. The birds do have fierce crack art together with the big animals. They be eating flies off them and sitting in their back and just kind of like they're getting a local link from Kilgarvan to Killarney. The lion. The king of the jungle. One bit off of him by an old male and quite neat. Isn't it gas too how the lion don't go try and eat the hippopotamus? Like, who'd win in the fight, I wonder?
So that's Healy Ray voicing Planet Earth, which frankly, now having heard it, I absolutely need him, one of the Healy Rays, to go and do nature documentaries. It's so good.
Actually go do it. Like if they ever lose their seat in the Dáil, which is highly unlikely, they don't know exactly what they can follow up on. But yeah, I've made a kind of a series of them now at the moment. I've definitely, I'd say four or five of them released.
So brilliant.
But you know yourself, like when you're doing content, online content, you don't know what's going to stick and what's going to not stick. I thought that would do okay. I thought it would do well, but I didn't think it would explode the way it did. Like, so I was delighted with it.
I would listen to that for days. I want an entire like five season. What was the big one? Eden. Do you remember that was a big, huge BBC series? Like Planet Earth and there's Blue Planet. Yeah. Eden was one as well. I really, really want that. Just narrated entirely by that version of the Healy Rays. Absolutely amazing. One that's not amazing though is being scammed online. And we knew when on Cyber Monday that was the most active day for scammers and the most likely day for people to be scammed. So we decided we would give you some warning signs, give you some tools to maybe beat the scammers, but also find out when was the worst time you worst? There's a new survey out from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Their Fraud Smart campaign has released a couple of bits of shocking information here. So first of all, one in five online shoppers have lost money
through scams over the past 12 months. So that's a lot. That's 20% of people. And more than 1 in 10 have lost more than 500 quid. That's a lot of money. So you need to be especially cautious on the run-up to Christmas, and particularly Cyber Monday, apparently. So how do you know the difference between a fake site and a real site? Well, there's a couple of things. They recommend that you look for a padlock at the beginning of the website, like it'll show you that it's a secure website, or HTTPS. S stands for secure. So is it secure website, a secure connection? If you're using public Wi-Fi to process your payments, that can also be not recommended. So if you're, say if like a deal comes up and you can't resist it, but you're out and somewhere, swipe down, turn your Wi-Fi off, and use your 4G or 5G or whatever. Right. Just, it's a little thing. It's it's unlikely, but it's just, it's worth doing. And then I suppose the number one thing is always the temptation when you see something on social media and go, well, that looks good. That looks like a deal. Yeah. How cheap is that? But you've no idea what the website actually is. They have a website called scamchecker.ie that you can go onto, and you can put in the web address of whatever it is, and it has a real-time updated list of scam websites. So if it's not on it, chances are it's okay. So, because like, there are some weird ones. Like, I've bought some stuff over the years from social media ads that aren't, like, they're not well-known sellers, but the stuff has arrived. Sometimes I've made mistakes, I'll admit. For example, I once bought Dermot a golf putting, like, game, like a full, like, big long...
Like a mat.
A big long mat on a hole, whatever. And then it arrived, it was one golf ball. When I looked close, it was... Golf ball game, you need a spherical golf sports ball. And they sent me a golf ball. And I spent like 40 quid on it. That was stupid. I did also buy Tracy a big, huge, down to her ankles puffer jacket. It looked so cool. I was like, that's amazing. What's the website like? Fashion style upside down today. Let's go. .co.x. Yeah, sure. That sounds great. it arrived. It was a puffer jacket down to her ankles, but the sleeves went to her elbows. So guess who wasn't happy about that?
Wow.
Yeah. She did eventually use it for painting in the summertime where, because when she wore it in the wintertime, her arms from her elbow down were freezing. But she wore it because it was so long that it looked a little bit like some kind of an apron. So she could like paint the house and not worry about getting her clothes wrecked. And her arms are just out. But look, come on. You have to have been... I don't want like sob stories. I don't want to look, I lost 1,500 euro on a can of Christmas. But if you've been, if you fall for something stupid, if you've seen something and you kind of go and you got it and then all of a sudden it wasn't quite what it was supposed to be. Maria, you said you saw something that people were falling for recently.
Yeah, like a lot of people are falling for this on the those cheapy apps and websites.
Yeah.
It looks like you're ordering this unbelievable Christmas wreath for your front door.
Oh, I know you're a big fan of wreaths. Yeah.
Full of stuff like, oh, just gorgeous. But actually, when it arrives, it's a picture of a wreath that you hang on your door. It's like a door cover.
It goes
top to the bottom of the door, right. And it changes the whole look of your front door, but it's just a picture of a wreath, basically.
You're basically buying, effectively, a beach towel to hang on your front door.
Exactly that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I didn't fall for it.
Good. Guess what, Maria? Barbara's been on.
Dave, Maria, I am the idiot that fell for one of those wreath door things, but I went for the Halloween one, and a beach towel is better quality than the rubbish that I received. I'm such a fool.
Well, you're not, Barbara. You just unfortunately some of these things happen, but like you bought a picture of a door with a wreath on it, and Niall might have outdone you.
So Dave, I like my t-shirts. I love all the kind of cool hairy baby t-shirts, cool funky t-shirts. And my good lady wife once bought me a t-shirt, which was basically a cool slogan about being a grumpy old man, whatever it was. But it was a picture of a t-shirt with that slogan on it, printed onto an actual t-shirt. So the t-shirt was fine. And then about an inch inside the outline of the t-shirt was a picture of a t-shirt with a picture on it. It was so shite.
Wow. A t-shirt with a picture of a t-shirt on it. Peter, what about you?
I was never really caught, but I did buy a pair of socks or a couple of pairs of socks off Wish about 5 or 6 years ago. And when they came, they're in that grey packaging and it's kind of hard to open. So I was like, oh, I didn't even know what it was at this stage because it was probably about 2 years later I got it. And I just got a scissors and just cut right through it. And then I opened them and was like, oh, my socks. And I just cut all the toes off all of them. So.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that's just unfortunate.
Aww, well, they're summer socks.
With no toes. You do have to read the small print. Damon Tremor says, Dave, I remember ordering an electric paint sprayer for an unbelievable price of $14.99 from a Facebook ad. Good to 6 months later, I'd forgotten all about it. Lo and behold, what arrived? Only a package from the Facebook ad. With trepidation, I fumbled at the package, all while thinking, this doesn't look like a paint sprayer shape. Sure enough, it wasn't a paint sprayer, but it was a 6-inch paint roller, and the roller was fastened on with a clip, so I couldn't even change it. You've got to be careful. Sandra says, Dave, I ordered what I thought was going to be a massive box of 100 markers from a well-known bargain website, but only one marker arrived, and it was a nude colour, so you couldn't even see it on the paper. Sandra and Meath. And Grunny says, years ago, Dave, my housemate found an amazing deal for a 1 terabyte hard drive. When it came, it was only a hard drive cover. So it wasn't actually a hard drive, it's a hard drive cover. Never laugh so hard when they show me. Aiden says, Dave, has anyone ever tried to get a Lego set for cheap? Loads of ads on Instagram for it. I tried it once for €20, but got nothing. I hate those ones so much where you go through the thing, you put the money in, you send, and then nothing happens. Just nothing happens. Your money's just gone. It's so annoying.
I've never seen... No. Never.
So like obviously sometimes you get the wrong thing, like you get a roller where you order a paint sprayer, or you get a picture, or like me, you order a golf game and you get a golf ball. But at least they sent you something, because I think there's some kind of rule. Now I'm no legal expert in this, but I think there's some rule where if they send you something, it's not as scammy as if they just take your money and don't send you anything. So sometimes they will send you, as I said, a golf ball instead
like
of a game. A little bit of a loophole. Shirley Limerick says, Dave, I ordered a piñata for my daughter's birthday party. I had some laugh when I saw the size of it. It wasn't even the size of a cup. It's a unicorn piñata and it's about 2 inches tall. What can possibly be inside it? Oh, it's so good. Ouch. It happens sometimes. Yeah. It's not good. You know, my missus did not like a jacket with sleeves down to her elbows. That was not... I was not a popular boy at that point. But listen, hopefully you don't get scammed over the Christmas time. You just enjoy your podcast, Dave Moore Podcast, every week, twice a week. And then we're on the air Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 on Today FM. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with 2 magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.